Yes, disappointing. I thought we looked a bit sloppy all afternoon in terms of final pass and just taking care, but we were at 2-1, we were in control of the game, Billy, and yeah, moving the ball well. And as I say, it's a mistake, and simple as that. Just words in there, obviously. You know, the ball's got to be cleared. You want to play at the right times, obviously, but that ball gets cleared, and we paid the price.
Andre Gray's played a lot of football. You and I have spoken about him many times. Substitutions have been very effective for you this season, maybe a lot in the last couple of games. And we're wondering, what was the situation with Chris Long? He went back to play for Everton. Was that part of the deal?
It's not part of any deal. The part of the deal is he's Everton's player. You know, he's on a youth loan. He's a young player. And he got a knock, as you know. He got just above the bottom end of the cart of the quad, above the knee. And they called him back to review him and see how he was. So we had that, and obviously there's nothing we can say about that. They reviewed him, and then they wanted to fitness test him by playing him in a 21 game for an hour, and he got a gash just atop there, which ruled him out of the game today. He's their player, you know. And as I say, this happens up and down the country. We wanted Longy. He would have played against Forest. He would have been involved. It was probably started at Sheffield Wednesday, but as I say, he had the knock. He was unwell, if you remember, back at the previous game at the hotel. And it's just unfortunate for Chris, but hopefully be back with us as soon as possible.
Season's not over though, is it? I mean, mathematically, it's, well, you're good at maths, it's still on.
Well, that was it. We're looking at it at the end there. David and I speaking. Do we go three at the back and push forward? But 78 points might well be enough. It's a big, big figure to say you're not going to get the playoffs, but 78 might be enough. You know, what it does do, it changes, in my mind, rightly or wrongly, it changes the situation. That we have to win at Reading and we have to beat Wigan. Simple as that now. That's how it is. And 78 points, post that total and see where it leaves you. And I think there's more twists and turns in this, Billy.
When Brentford fans are talking to non-Brentford fans tonight, they're going to say, maybe we didn't strengthen in January. What would you say to them?
I would say, I mentioned to Chris last week, very, very frustrating to hear some very... what's the right word? False, almost malicious allegations from the owner down. We worked together as a team, as a club, to get the right targets. We were very, very close on one or two that we wanted. We thought we had deals done, but for a variety of reasons, they fell through. And as I say, it's no lack of effort. It's no, you know, breaking ranks. It's, we're one club together. Matthew down, right to the football department, giving us tremendous support. And you know, we worked together to get some key targets, Billy. But as I mentioned in the programme notes today, they deals fall through for various reasons. You know, it can be that players or agents demand more. And as I say, a deal's got to represent good value for Brentford Football Club on and off the pitch. And as I say, for a variety of reasons, targets that we thought we had secured fell through. Simple as that. So to suggest we didn't move and didn't work, and it's just the nature of it. And as I say, in that particular occasion, it didn't work. But we had Chris Long, who's come and scored four goals for us. The frustration with Chris is that he's got the injuries. But we strengthened with him, with Liam Moore coming in. We were hoped Lewis McLeod would be fit, obviously. So, as I say, I'd want to put to bed, hopefully, Billy, this stuff that players were turned down and quality. The fact was we all worked together, and for a variety of reasons, they fell through.